Turbo Man.
Five seconds to ignition.
Thank you, Turbo Man.
You can always count on me.
Hey, Jamie, why don't you go upstairs and change, hon? It's almost time to leave.
But Dad's not home yet. Now he's probably going to miss me get my belt. He misses everything.
Well, he's not going to miss this. He's probably just working really hard.
Hello, Mr. Jacobs. Oh, yes, we've been busy, but, you know, I like that. I'm going to make it. I hear you. Yes, so what can I do for you? 200 king size for next Friday. No problem whatsoever, but only for you, Mr. Jacobs, because you're our number one customer. Andrea, hi. Well, if you think the fabric is too dark, then we just recover it, and no extra charge. Well, what do you expect? You're my number one customer. Don't you forget. You're my number one customer. You're my number one customer. Liz, hi, honey. How are you?
Howard, where are you?
I know Jamie's karate class. Don't worry. I'll meet you there. I promise. And don't forget, you're my number one customer. Liz, look, I didn't mean that. Liz? I'm gonna make it.
He's not gonna make it.
Kids look great, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Ted, I baked you some cookies. You know, to thank you for fixing my screen door.
Well, thanks, Judy.
Ted, I was wondering if you'd mind taking a look at my porch light. It just doesn't seem to be working, and you being such a handyman.
Sure, I've got just the tool for the job.
License and registration, please.
Look, sir, I'm in kind of a hurry. I'm really late for my son's karate class.
Oh, I do apologize if I've caused you some sort of a delay. How thoughtless of me. Because the last thing that I want on my conscience right now is for a private citizen to somehow be disappointed in the performance of my duty.
Look, I was not criticizing you, officer. It's just that...
Step out of the vehicle.
There. Are we finished now?
Recite the alphabet.
A, B, C.
Backwards.
What the hell are you doing on my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted. How thoughtful.
Hey, sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry. I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you? Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know. You should have seen the traffic. And on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
Oh. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, buddy.
Your chance to save the universe with Turbo Man. Battle evil with America's favorite superhero and his
psychic
booster.
Yeah. Jamie, about that karate class tonight.
Is that Turbo Man?
I was trying to... Jamie? Jamie, stop! Listen, it was not my fault. Jamie, don't walk away from your father. Jamie, can I come in? So, champ, are those hands registered weapons yet? Oh, is this it? Wow, this is really cool.
How do you do this? Like this?
No, I know. Like this. What do you think, Jamie? How about this, huh? Mm. Yeah! Oh. Yeah! Whoa! Yeah! Ah. I've done something really stupid today, huh?
I don't care.
Oh, come on, Jamie. I hope this isn't true, because I really wanted to be there. Look, believe me,
but you always say that, and you never come anyways. Purple's important to me, Dad. That's one away from green and three away from black.
But I saw you get yellow.
But you missed blue?
you're right. I really blew it. I'm really, really sorry. You think you can let me make it up to you?
Like how?
More like letting me do something special. Just for you. Like if there's something really important you've been wanting for Christmas.
Don't worry. I got it covered. I wrote Santa.
Ah, but Santa gets very busy this time of the year. Sometimes he even has to ask moms and dads to help out a little bit.
Nah, it's not that important.
Tell me, what do you want?
I want the Turbo Man action figure with the arms and legs that move, and the boomerang suit, and the rock and roller jetpack, and the realistic voice activator that says five different phrases, including, "It's Turbo Time!" Accessories sold separately, batteries not included.
Well, I'm glad you had to stop and think about it.
Johnny's gonna get one, so is everybody else I know. Whoever doesn't is gonna be a real loser.
Well, it definitely won't be you.
Thanks, Dad. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Jamie. Ah, I love you. Liz, you should have seen us in there. We were really bonding. We were drawing, we were laughing, having a great time, talking about the Turbo guy.
Turbo Man. Which reminds me, you got the doll, right?
The doll?
Yeah. The Turbo Man doll. I asked you to pick one up 2 weeks ago.
Oh. That doll. Of course.
Howard, you didn't. Please tell me that you did not forget that doll.
No, I got it. I got the Turbo Man doll, the one that has those things that shoot out in front, with that rock'em sock'em jetpack, and with that realistic voice box that says, "It's Turbo Time." I got it.
Oh, good.
There you are. I mean, you thought for a minute that I would not do something, did you tell me? I got it right away.
Ah. Good. Because at this point, they'd probably be impossible to find.
KQRS Minneapolis. We'll do the rocking while you fill the stocking.
Oh, wait. Hey, whoa. Where are you going?
I just have to run to the office quickly. That's it.
Howard, it's Christmas Eve. You can't be going to the office.
I have to pick up the D-O-L-L. I left it there by mistake.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye. Dad, you can't go to work today. What about the parade?
The parade?
The Holiday Entertainment Parade. We go every year.
Oh.
Well, you didn't go last year or the year before. But Mom and I always go. Anyway, this year, Turbo Man's going to be there.
Yeah, Turbo Man.
Turbo Man, yes. It's Turbo Time.
Dad, you can't miss it. It's going to be really cool.
I won't miss it. I'll be there. I promise.
Whoa. Sorry about that, Howie.
What's that? A reindeer?
A little Christmas surprise for Johnny.
You just think of everything, don't you, Ted?
Howard, I'm of the mindset you can never do too much to make a child's Christmas magical.
So what happens to Blitzen after Christmas?
I've been watching a family of deer down by Lake Minnetonka. I thought I'd take them down there and set them free. If nature's kind, they'll take him in like he's one of their own.
How touching. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Whoa. That's odd. Reindeer are usually such gentle animals. There must be something about you he doesn't like. Aftershave or something.
Yeah. All right. Good to go.
Where are you off to so early?
Picking up a Christmas present for Jamie.
Whoa! Nothing like waiting till the last minute, Howard, sir. So where'd you get him?
One of those Turbo Mans.
Oh, that's great. I got a Turbo Man for Johnny months ago. It's nestled safely under our tree.
Good.
Howard, by the way, they say it may get icy later. You might want to wrap some chains around those tires.
Maybe you should drive some chains around you.
What?
Last minute shopping, huh?
Yeah.
Enough to drive a man insane, ain't it? Myron Larrabee.
Howard Langston.
See, I have to shop late because it's the busiest time of year for me. All these important Christmas letters that people send to folks they don't even talk to but once a year. Not to mention relatives sending presents they're going to have to send back anyway. How many toiletry kits does a man need? That bunch of those stupid letters from kids to Santa at the North Pole.
Dear Santa, could you send me a bike and a slinky?
No, your father's been laid off. And as if I didn't have enough pressure in my life, my son sends me out for some, like, goofy butt toy. Some fruity robot named Turtle Man.
It's Turbo Man. My son wants one, too.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy?
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come
on. Now, you got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on. And then they sit there and make a kid feel like garbage if you, the father, who's working 24-7, delivering mail so you make an alimony payment to a woman that slept with everybody at the post office but me. And then when you get the toy, it breaks and you can't fix it because it's a little cheap plastic. You know what I like to do? I like to walk up in that office, grab one of those guys, and just chuck it, and chuck it, until her eye pops out.
Shouldn't wear fur.
The German dogs. They're all gone.
No, there's gotta be another one here somewhere.
There are none here. Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find the German man doll.
Me too.
Do you have any more in the back? What? What's the matter?
These guys are looking for a Turbo Man?
A German dog, yes.
They're looking for Turbo Man.
Hey, everybody. These two are looking for a Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Now, what's so funny?
Where have you guys been? Turbo Man's always the hottest selling Christmas toy ever. You know what? We got plenty of Turbo Man's faithful sleeping from Tiger Booster.
Where's your Christmas spirit? That's better. Now, there must be a Turbo Man around here somewhere.
The last one just left. Some lady had it on layaway.
A lady?
Yeah.
What lady?
Short, with a fur coat.
Fur coat.
Uh-huh. Sorry, buddy.
Baby.
Turbo Man.
Ha! Ah. Hey, ladies! Hey, Portis! Wait! Wait, ladies! I need the Turbo Man!
Hi, Ted.
Look at you. It's Christmas Eve and you're slaving over a hot stove. Is this the mom of the year or what?
It's no big deal, really.
And modest, too. Liz, looks like you could use a little you time. Why don't you go upstairs, take a shower? I'll keep an eye on the boys, finish up with the cookies.
Oh, no.
Go on. You deserve it.
Okay, but, you know, listen for the other.
I know. Sugar cookies. Bake 12 to 15 minutes till golden brown.
Yeah.
Ted's got everything under control.
Go! Pipe down in there!
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy! How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz.
Could you get...
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but you shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and...
these cookies!
I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Howard, is there something bothering you? Because this time of year, there's a very high incidence of stress-related breakdowns. Oops! There's the next batch. Gotta go, Howard. I'll give Liz your message, though. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Look who it is!
Oh.
Still on the hunt, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about whacking your toy store. You know, I got kind of caught up in the friendly spirit of the competition.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry.
But I was thinking you'd have done the same thing. And that's when I realized you and I, we're the same kind of person, ain't we?
I sort of doubt that.
I was thinking about that brouhaha at the toy store. I was thinking maybe, you know, we could join up as a team. You know, like Starsky and Hutch, like Johnny Quest and Hutch, man. Like Bonnie and Clyde, like Ike and Tina. Well, maybe not Ike and Tina because she left. But maybe we could do it. Search and destroy. Divide and conquer. You, man, what do you say?
Thanks, Myron. But no thank you.
Oh, come on, man. Let's do it, man. Let's be a team.
Gee, Myron, I think you're a good guy and all. But this I would like to do by myself. You understand, right?
Oh, yeah, I understand you, man. I understand. Funny, I know what's going on here. Mr. Wear your little fancy cashmere coat and your little nice little suede shoes. I was good enough to talk to you, Lion, but I'm not good enough to be in your team. See, that's racism. That's what Jesse Jackson was talking about.
Good news! We got a late delivery of Turbo Man at Toy Works. Let's go!
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man!
Whoa!
Officer, you broke my little mirror. License and registration, please.
Woo! Is there a problem, officer?
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are hung by the fire.
Everybody's singing.
Listen up, people. Answer your first question. Yes. The rumors are true. We have received a small quantity of the action figure known as Turbo Man. I am not going to ask you people to be quiet again. Do you hear me? Now here's how things are going to work. You will form an orderly line so that an employee can hand you a numbered ball. These balls will then be drawn in a standard lottery fashion to see who gets a dollar. If you're not one of the lucky few, we have plenty of Turbo Man's faithful pet tiger Booster in stock.
We'll win! We'll win!
through the laws of supply and demand, the new list price on each figure just doubled.
What? Mr. Dalton!
The most wonderful time of the year. We'll be kissing and marrying everyone, telling you be of good cheer. The most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I got it.
He got two!
Get the mailman! Michael! Go!
Get him!
He's lying! Goodbye, Bob!
Randy Key!
I just was looking for Turbo Man doll.
Hey! Psst, buddy, come here. You want a Turbo Man for Christmas?
Forget it. I'm not going to sit in your lap.
Hey, Chief. That's not my bag. Get it? But you know, little boy, with your attitude, I don't think I want to give you access to this. Tony, show.
That was taken this morning.
How do I know this is not some kind of a scan?
Forget it, Tony. This guy doesn't want our help.
Whoa. Wait a minute, guys.
Merry Christmas.
We all businessmen. Sure, we can work out some sort of an agreement.
You got the cash, we got the doll.
How much?
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to you, officer!
What are you, crazy? Santa never delivers a gift out in broad daylight.
Excuse me. I may be wrong. But you are not the real Santa Claus.
Really? And you're not the kind of guy who's got enough foresight to get his kid a Turbo Man before Christmas Eve, are you? Hey, show a little respect for the suit, huh?
Yeah.
Then you want that doll or not?
I feel sorry for that. Come on, buddy. Laddie.
I got a parade to go to. And I've yet to see a sign of that supposed Turbo Man doll.
Take a left.
He's a little boy who Santa Claus forgot.
Beautiful.
Up here.
Oh, I love this time of year. Christmas carols, snowflakes, Santa Clauses.
Now what?
What are you, Dan Rather? What is this, 60 Minutes? What are you, the Question King, huh? Chill!
Hands where we can see him.
Password. Jingle bells. Batman smells.
Oh, no. You have no idea.
Tony, get the man as Turbo Man.
Got it.
I gotta tell you, Santa, there's something here that doesn't seem quite, kosher.
Kosher?
Yeah.
This coming from a guy who assaulted a toddler for a Super Bowl? Listen, bub, we provide a service here.
We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for the kids. For the kids?
For every kid who ever sat down on Santa's lap. For every little girl who left cookies and milk for Santa on Christmas night. For every little boy who opens a present Christmas morning and finds clothes instead of toys.
Oh.
It breaks my heart.
There it is.
That'll be $300.
Dollars?
No, chocolate kisses. Yes, dollars.
I can't believe this. Whatever happened to your lofty ideals, huh? I thought you're doing all this for the kids.
Well, sure. But I don't see why we can't pick up a little loose change in the process.
Here, take it. Count it. Put it in the safe this time.
Don't open that up. No.
Es el tiempo del hombre de Turbo.
Ah, well, that's the multilingual version. It's fun and educational. Well, of course, there's some assembly required.
Let me get that for you.
Yeah. Just put it back in the box and just go
ahead. Order. Here, give me the money back.
Whoa! All sales are final.
You know what you guys are? Nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
What did you call us?
You heard me right. Con men, thieves, degenerates, lowlifes, thugs, criminals!
The North Pole, them are fighting words, partner. Put them up.
Relax, buddy. I'm not about to hit a Santa Claus.
Come on, what are you, chicken? Get him!
I'm gonna deck your halls, bub.
Yeah. Oh, naughty boy!
gonna be next? This must be the sloppiest bust I've ever seen in my entire career of the force. Detective Howard Lang, undercover. I have been working on this case for the last 3 years, and you guys come bouncing in here like a bunch of terrorists at a tea party. Wait till the commissioner finds out about this. He is going to hit the roof. Now get your act together and arrest someone. Go, yes, sir.
I'm not going back to the joint, you hear?
All right, put them in a van and lock them up.
Come on. Come on, look now.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Bringing all this holiday cheer to the neighborhood.
Christmas comes but once a year.
You're an amazing man, Ted. I wish every husband were more like you.
Thanks. We should get together and swap recipes.
What's the reindeer's name?
I named him Ted, after my dad.
Your dad is so cool. I wish my dad did stuff like this.
Oh, he never used to. Not until he and my mom split up.
Really?
Hey, maybe your parents should get a divorce. Did wonders for my dad.
Jamie?
Hot chocolate?
Hello?
Jamie, how are you doing, old buddy?
Hi, Dad. I knew you'd call.
Hey, listen. Let me talk to your mother.
You can't.
Why not?
She's next door petting Ted.
She's what?
Listen, Dad. Are you on your way? The parade's going to start soon.
Jamie, get your mother, please.
Well, are you?
Am I what?
Coming home soon.
Yes, immediately. Now, please get your mother.
Because, Dad, before you left, you promised that you're going to be at the parade. You haven't been here all day, so you can't miss it.
Jamie, please.
Because, Dad, when someone makes a promise, they definitely should keep it. You know, it's like what Turbo Man says.
Always keep your promises if you want to keep your friends.
Enough! Enough of this Turbo Man, okay? I had it up to here with this Turbo Man. If there's anyone I don't want to have advice from right now, it's Turbo Man. Now, get your mother. I'm sorry, Jamie. Look, I didn't mean
to. What would you know about keeping your promises? You never keep your promises. You never do anything you say you're going to do. Ever.
Damn you, Howard.
Here you go, my man. This will warm you up.
Thanks.
Cheers.
You.
Peace. Tis the season to be jolly. Any luck in finding that doll?
No.
Me neither. Maybe this will help.
What the hell? Couldn't find the kid at all. Does that make me a bad father? No. But yelling at him for no good reason, now that makes me a bad father.
Look, we get one chance a year to prove we're not screw-ups, and what do? We screw it up.
I remember a few years ago, I wanted to do something really special for Jamie. So, I built him his own clubhouse. It came out great. Oh, he would, well, I mean, the door was a little crooked, right? The roof didn't sit quite straight. But you should have seen his face light up. Oh, when he saw that, he was so excited. We played in that clubhouse the entire day. He even made us have Christmas dinner in it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was the hero then. Look at me now.
You're right. That kid's gonna need some serious therapy, man.
Oh, don't say that.
I know what I'm talking about. See, I never forgave my father. I remember one Christmas I wanted this one special toy. Johnny 7 OMA gun. Remember those, don't you?
No.
I still remember the commercial like it was yesterday. Two kids playing out in the backyard. Johnny DePeter, enemy sighted. Roger there, open fire. And then Johnny would whip out his Johnny 7 OMA one-man army gun. Seven guns in one. Thing looked like a blast. But, of course, for my old man, Christmas was just another opportunity to let me down. I never did get that Johnny 7 OMA.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, don't mean nothing. You ever heard of a guy named Scott Sherman?
Yeah, CEO of Sherman Industries.
Well, you know, he was my old neighbor. And his dad got him a Johnny 7 OMA gun. And you know what happened? He became a billionaire. And me? Well, I'm just a loser with no future.
Here's to you, Dad.
Can't let this happen. It's just a doll. It's just a stupid little plastic doll.
That's action figure.
Got to be one around here somewhere.
You say you've been looking everywhere for a Turbo Man doll?
Yes.
You say you'd do just about anything to get your hands on one?
Yes, yes.
Well, KQRS has good news for you. If you're the first caller to correctly identify all eight of Santa's reindeer, you will be the winner of the hottest toy since Johnny 7 OMA. It's easy. Just call 555-KQRS.
No,
I don't think so, buddy.
KQRS, hello.
Okay, I got the answer.
There you go.
Hey, look, you guys, the radio station's just two blocks down on Wabasha.
Barked up the wrong tree. Oh, I cannot make this for miles. Dasher dance the Browns of X and Comet Cupid Donna Blitzen. Dasher dance the Browns of X and Comet Cupid Donna Blitzen. Dasher dance the Browns of X and Comet Cupid Donna Blitzen. I'm having a good time. Bye. Dasher dance the Browns of X and Comet Cupid Donna Blitzen.
KQRS, you're on the air.
Randy, Jermaine, Tito.
Nope, not even close. Sorry. You know what? Maybe this will put us all in the mood.
I got the answer.
Right.
Let me in. I got the answer. Come on. I got the answer. Yes. I got the answer. Open up.
Yeah, I got a madman in my studio and. Help me!
can't you?
Tasha, dancer, Bronson, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
What?
You see, I couldn't get through on the phone. Did it win?
No, it's not that simple!
Wait. You're too late. I already got the right answer. I won.
Yeah. I don't need the right answer to win. I got this!
Now, what's that?
This, Master Track Star, is a homemade explosive device.
A bomb?
Oh, yes, in layman's terms. A bomb! So back up!
You built a bomb?
No, I didn't have to build a bomb. Don't you read the news? Hundreds of these things come to the mail every day. I just kept one in case I ever needed it. So give me the dial! I'm gonna blow up everybody in this place!
Are you out of your mind? Put this thing away. This is not worth it.
Well, maybe not to you, but to me it is. So back up! Back up!
Myron! Come on, old buddy. Give me the package. All right? Come on.
You know me, buddy.
Yeah.
I am not your buddy. I tried to be your teammate. I wanted to be your friend. But no! You had other plans for Myron Larrabee.
No, I had no plans.
You are no different than the rest of those civilians. Those common letter writers who make fun of my knee socks and my safari hat in the summer. Are you laughing at me? Huh?
Oh, Lord, no, not at all.
Mr. Ponytail Man, I know you. No. I know your kind. You're the kind that puts a trash can in front of the mailbox so I have to get out my Jeep, don't you?
No. Not true. I recycle.
Shut up. That's right, shut up. Why do you think your window's there? So just put your mail in there. But you act like everything's okay. Hey, Mr. Mailman, like I have no silly on my own.
It's a tank.
Sorry, I've been under pressure since the Zip Plus 4 thing.
Look, you Michael,
don't hit me! Don't hit me!
Excuse me! Gentlemen, are you two under the impression that I have a Turbo Man doll here in the studio?
Yes.
That's what you said on the radio.
No. What I actually said was whoever won would get a doll eventually. You see, what we have here is a gift certificate.
Get certificate.
Right.
It's
good for the
business.
As soon as they get
something stores.
Did you call the cops?
Kinda.
Just get out of here.
Okay.
But I'm going first, buddy. Better luck next time, loser. Free.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Can't stay out of trouble, can you?
You wouldn't want to hurt a fellow civil servant, would you? What's all this violence? This Christmas? Now it's just delivering some Christmas. Hey! Back up! This is a homemade explosive device! And I'll blow it up! You know why? Because I work for the post office, so you know I'm not stable! Tell him!
This man is totally insane.
Thank you! Now put the guns down. Now! Put them down! Brother man, put your gun down. Everybody! You too, Barnaby Jones. All right, just stay there. And I'll know if you move, because I have the ear of a snake. Ciao, baby.
Oh, you shouldn't mess with that.
Relax, Sparky. I was on the bomb squad for 10 years.
Ah. I'm the man!
Gentlemen, you've been duped. This is nothing but a harmless Christmas package.
Really a bomb? Just a sick world we're living in. Sick people.
How many years in the bomb squad?
Batman!
the love.
Your star wasn't up. It's Christmas Eve. You've got to have your star up.
I'm out all day. And he's in my house. Putting up my star on my tree.
I got a Turbo Man for Johnny months ago. It's nestled safely under our tree. Nestled safely under our tree. Safely under our tree.
I'll show him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ted, but that's Howard's job, you know. He always puts a star on. He's adamant about it.
Too bad he's not as adamant about spending time with his family on Christmas Eve. Do you hear that? Carolers! Let's go!
Come on! Christmas,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The back door.
Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Bizarre.
Howard?
Hi.
What are you doing?
I.
What's that?
Oh.
It always comes on me.
That is Johnny's Turbo Man.
What?
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, it isn't? Really? Well, then do tell me what it is, because as far as I know, you got Jimmy his own Turbo Man weeks ago. What it looks like is that you've broken into our neighbor's house, and you're stealing presents from under the tree.
Oh, look, Liz, if you would just give me a second, then I could explain it to you. I know parts of this are going to sound completely ridiculous, but let me tell you the truth.
Howard, I've been listening to your version of the truth for far too long now, and honestly, I don't want to anymore. All I want is to salvage what's left of Christmas Eve and go to the parade with my son.
Liz, please.
Ted, would you drive us?
Of course. You can't bench press your way out of this one.
the wrong day. You started it.
Mom, do you think Dad's gonna be at the parade?
I wouldn't count on it, honey.
Hey, Turbo Man's gonna be there. You can always count on him.
Hey, Rudolph. Can I buy you another round? Here. Buddy, you're on your own. It's time I start keeping my promises.
Of year again, the 12th annual Holiday Wintertainment Parade. I'm weatherman Gail Forrest here with the lovely Liza Tisch of AM Live.
Merry Christmas, Gail. We're high atop Channel 29's Parade Central to keep you updated on all of this year's parade action. Let's watch
and listen.
Hey, Dad, there's one in his, Dad. Can we get on the stand with them while you park the car? Please?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we'll meet you there.
Yeah.
And don't go wandering off.
Okay, Mom.
And Jamie, put on your hat.
I know. Owen!
Quiet, kids. Come on.
Nah, they're saving him for last. Oh, this was awesome! Oh, come on!
Yeah!
Can you just take 4th Street?
Sorry, pal, all the roads are packed. Everybody's trying to get to the parade. You know, Turbo Man's gonna be there.
I know.
Liz, I'm sorry you had to go through that back there. Here, have some non-alcoholic eggnog.
Oh, I'll be fine.
You can't hide your feelings from me. Go on. Let it out. Get it out of your system.
No, really, Ted. I'm okay.
I don't think so. Liz, you're like a lost and frightened foal. I can see it in your eyes. Don't worry. Ted's here.
That's very sweet.
You deserve better, Lizzie.
Lizzie?
Someone you can talk to. A shoulder to cry on. Useless, Liz. We can't hide our feelings any longer.
Feelings?
You know, Liz, I don't have to tell you. I'm a very eligible bachelor. There are lots of women who would give anything to be in your position right now.
Well, I'm a lucky, lucky girl.
For me, it all started months ago at your Labor Day barbecue, remember? And you asked me how to marinate ahi tuna, and I said, all you need is Italian salad dressing. You!
Stop that man!
Enough talking.
Go!
Well, that didn't exactly go as well as I'd hoped.
Are you the guy?
Huh?
Oh, thank God. Hey, we got him, people! Okay, listen up. We're running late here, so pay attention. You already read the instruction manual we sent you, so you know about all the important controls. Let me just go over a couple of the changes. There are three cutoff valves to the nitro fuel.
What are you talking
about? Here, here. The normal reading on the pressure gauge should be anywhere below 50, not 70, like we told you earlier.
No,
the emergency cutoff switch is here.
But you don't understand.
The primary controls are going to be right here. And there's also a microphone inside the helmet that'll alter your voice to the proper tonality. And procedure-wise, there's same as we talked about over the phone.
Procedure?
Stick to that. There shouldn't be any problems. Questions?
Yes.
Before you say anything, let me just take a moment and speak for everyone when I thank you for filling in for Pete on such short notice. It was a total freak accident what happened at rehearsal, and we're confident that we got all the casework out of the system.
Oh,
and you should know, the doctor said Pete actually showed some brain activity this morning. Yeah, that's a really good sign.
Move it out, people! Finally! Where the hell have you been? Jeez, I've been sweating like a dog in a Chinese restaurant waiting for your sorry ass to show up. Well, it's showtime!
I know you. You're Booster.
Yeah! And who the hell do you think you are? Mary Poppins?
Come on, let's go, come on, let's do it, go!
Wait a minute, let's talk about this.
Have a great show!
And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, here he is, boys and girls, live and in person, Turbo Man!
Look, Ma, it's Turbo Man!
I can get into this.
Eliza, in a few moments, Turbo Man himself will select a special child from our audience.
And that little boy or girl will be the lucky winner of a special edition Turbo Man doll.
Hey! You're supposed to be holding this!
floating a little bit. What's he doing? Look, would you pick a kid already?
Pick a kid?
Pick a kid so he can come up here and get his prize.
I think Turbo Man has selected a winner.
Go ahead, Emmy, go. Go,
Jamie! Merry Christmas, Jamie. Well, Jamie, you see, I am your
father. Oh, no, kids. It's Turbo Man's archenemy, Dementor.
Shut up.
Was that in the script?
All right, kid, give me the doll and nobody gets hurt.
Myra?
That's right, Turtle Man. Thought you could outsmart me, didn't you, huh? Thought your little suit idea was so slick. But you know what? I'm one step ahead of you because I've got a bigger brain.
Just for you.
Come on, Myron. You're taking this too far.
Hey, I'm not going home without that doll.
Hey, buddy. This ain't the way we rehearsed it.
You know what? Nobody likes you, Booster.
Oh, what?
Going, kid. Come back here, my little city. You little doll, too.
Hey, Myron! Leave the kid alone!
Ta-ta, Turtle Man.
Liza, it looks like Dementor has beaten Turbo Man.
Oh, no, Gale. This could be the end of civilization as we know it.
Do something, Turbo Man! Use your turbo jet!
What?
On your arm!
Hey, man! I have a special delivery for you! Huh? Ha!
Yeah!
Oh, it appears that Turbo Man has saved the day.
I'm going to take you back to your mom, okay?
Go, go, demon team!
It's the demon team, Dementor's evil henchmen.
What you gonna do now, kid?
Yeah. Oh.
What about my son?
You know the choreography!
Mom!
Jamie!
I ain't doing some shit!
Part of the show. Please, now get back up on the sidewalk.
But that's my son up there.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's not part of the show?
I'm scared of heights. You ever see the movie Vertigo? Does that mean anything to you?
I'm not the guy.
You. All right, kid. End of the line. Just give me the dial.
Never.
Oh.
Why? Why, Turbo Man? Use your jetpack.
It's
getting the hang of this.
Turbo Man, help!
Jamie, I got you. Jamie.
Could have been here, you know, see me fly and all, but he didn't come, and it's all my fault. He's mad at me. We had a fight on the phone, and I kinda yelled at him.
Jamie,
Your dad is not mad at you. He loves you more than anything in the whole wide world. You are his all-time favorite person.
How do you know all that?
Well, who would know better than me?
Dad? Howard?
Right here.
Howard?
Oh, Liz, you two mean more to me than anything. I'm so sorry about Michelle did lately. I know I've been neglecting both of you. But no more. I love you. I love you both.
Johnny, what's going on here?
Look, Jamie's dad is Turbo Man.
Let's get out of here.
Daddy, smell like barf.
Young man, I think I have something that belongs to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And as for you, Turbo Man, we could use a man like you on the force.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind. Oh, I'm sorry about the bike. And the coffee. And the bus. And the bomb.
I had it right here in my hand. What am I going to tell my son on Christmas morning? How am I going to look him in the eye? How?
Wait.
Did you see I had it? Now it's just go. I was so close.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. Wow. But, hey, thank you. Thank you. You know, this is going to make my son really happy. And I'm sorry about that little tension we had on the roof up there.
Hey, it's cool.
But, Jamie, I thought you wanted this doll more than anything.
What do I need the doll for? I got the real Turbo Man at home.
That's my husband.
What fun it is to ride and sing.
they say it's Christmas time again. The calendar says December, but it's wrong. 'Cause Christmas is the time when lovers pray divine and people are meeting and two hearts are beating. So they say it's Christmas time, I know. But I'll just keep pretending until they go. 'Cause if they say it's Christmas, I'll think you're here with me. If they say it's Christmas time again. I wonder when your Christmas card will come. I'll bet it's that same old winter one, where people are happy and full of that joy, the spirit of giving and loving and living. So you know when Christmas rolls around, I just can't help but feeling kind of down. 'Cause you're my Christmas time, you're who I'm thinking of. When they say it's Christmas time, my love.
Through today for Jamie really shows how much you love him. And if you're willing to go through all of that for him just for a present, well, that makes me wonder.
What?
What did you get me?